We all have hurdles in life, and we are all strong enough to get over them and emerge victorious on the other side. Hey, hurdlers. Emily Abadi here with a new episode of Hurdle, a wellness-focused podcast where I sit down with inspiring individuals to talk about everything from their big wins to how they've gotten through some of life's toughest moments. For Hurdle Moment this week, I am chatting all about the best ways to handle any important conversation. Now, I am not saying I have all the secrets on lock, but the reality is that some of the most tough discussions that we need to have, whether they be personal or professional in nature, they're also some of the most critical or pivotal. Especially as I've grown my business over the last few years, I've learned just how important it is to be your own advocate. So when it comes to these big combos, you owe it to yourself to go into them with a bit of a game plan. And that's why I've got your back. Been getting a lot of great feedback on this week's Hurdle episode with the co-founders of Beam, Matt Lombardi and Kevin Moran. As I mentioned in the intro to that episode, after recording near the end of last year, we realized that we really aligned in our values and just our hopes for the direction of the wellness industry, and we really vibe. And that's why Beam came on this quarter to sponsor the Hurdle Moment series. In this week's episode, Kevin talked about how the formula that would become their The One tincture literally changed his life and helped him overcome a long battle he had with nasty migraine headaches that he saw so many physicians trying to figure out what was going on. I have been taking it myself right before I head out the door lately before a busy day, and I personally just feel a little less on edge and more calm about what's on my plate. They are offering Hurdle listeners a really awesome deal. It's 15% off your purchase over at their website, beamtlc.com, using the code HURDLE at checkout. Again, head on over to beamtlc.com, use the code HURDLE at checkout for 15% off. As usual, at Emily Abadi, at Hurdle Podcast on Instagram and Twitter. I'm headed down to the Olympic Marathon Trials today. So if you're going to be in Atlanta over the weekend, I have a few events that I'll be hosting at the Brooks Hyperion House. I'd love to see you there. For more details on all of that, click on over into the episode description. You can always reach me over email. It's emily@hurdle.us. If you have a hurdle moment of your own or you have a story to share. And I think that's it. With that, let's get to hurdling. I hate confrontation. I mean, okay, I guess for the most part. Who wouldn't rather have a calm, even-keeled conversation where all parties are expressing their feelings without anger or sadness or extreme emotion, right? I digress. Of course, it doesn't always happen like that. Important conversations, though, they need to happen. And so today, for Hurdle Moment, I'm talking you through the simple strategies that I have implemented, especially over the last few years, to handle them with care. My first strategy, know what you want out of it. This is probably one of the best pieces of advice that I have ever been offered. And it was from my cousin, actually. We were sitting at a bar on 24th Street and 3rd Avenue in Manhattan. And I was talking to him about a situation that I was dealing with at one of my first jobs in New York. I had decided that I was going to leave the job and needed to have that oh so fun conversation with my boss. So he asked me, "What are you stressing out about?" And I said, "I'm so determined to make sure that I leave this conversation, I leave this job on good terms, and I go into this conversation knowing that there is no wiggle room, that I know I need to leave, my mind is made up, and again, to leave on good terms." And he said to me, "Well, if that's what you want, then you need to go into the conversation knowing that. You need to know what your goal is with the conversation. Once you have that, you can work backward and think about the things that you can say in this conversation to get to where you want to be." And I just thought that was so smart. By really mapping this out, I was able to approach the conversation with open, honest attitude and ultimately get out of it exactly what it was that I expressed to my cousin that I had wanted. So yeah, I use this tactic all the time in both my professional and my personal life. I will be the first to admit, especially when it comes to romantic relationships, that it is a hard muscle to flex. But whether it is with a partner or with a friend or in business or with a family member, by thinking bigger picture and taking a step back, you have the opportunity at a better outcome for all parties involved. Again, know what you want out of the conversation, and that way you can act with clearer intention. The second tip to handling important conversations: listen. I think it was Larry King who once said, "I remind myself every morning, nothing I say at this day will teach me anything. If I'm going to learn, I must do it by listening." It's true. He has a point. You must be willing to listen and to be quiet if you want to have a productive conversation. No successful dialogue between two or more people happens when one person gets to give all of their feelings and the other or others get to offer none. Now, I think this is a great place to point out that there is certainly a difference between hearing someone and just listening to someone. I feel as though all the time we hear people say, "I hear you, I hear you." But what I want to know is, are you really listening? Are you digesting? Are you then able to take action based on the words that someone is saying? Or are you just letting it glaze over? I think a lot of the time there are distractions that keep us from being fully present in our conversations and fully listening, but we owe it to ourselves to truly show up, especially in these moments of intense conversation, to get to a place, again, that benefits both parties. The third tip: be kind. This has been probably the biggest, most wonderful lesson and value that I've come to abide by over the past few years. If there is anything that I see each and every day, it is that so many people around me are running around from point A to point B to point C to point D, and we are just not taking enough time to pause and have a genuine connection or say nice things to each other. Just the other day, I held the door open for 4 different women walking in and out of Rent the Runway. And the woman working right at the front of the store, she looked at me and she said, "You are doing God's work." Is it really that much of an anomaly for someone to treat other people with that little amount of kindness as to open a door? Oh, no matter how important a conversation is, if you approach it with kindness, then you're already opening the door to greater possibility. You're already meeting someone with compassion, even if that other person is coming to you from a negative space. And man, this is something that I feel as though I've been dealing with so much lately, something that I'm definitely planning to record a separate hurdle moment on: how to deal with negative people. I'd love to hear from you all and know if that's something that you're interested in. But I think it's important for me to remind you that negative people, or someone approaching a situation with a negative outlook, oftentimes they are dealing with something on their own terms that has nothing to do with you. So when someone approaches you with anger, or if they are trolling you, God, I have been there, then there is something or someone that hurt them and made them feel as though they cannot be transparent or vulnerable with the world around them. And so they claw at you instead because they don't want to get hurt. And it is so much easier to dig into somebody else. Let me tell you, I know it sucks to be on the receiving end of that, and no one deserves that anger. So that is why I encourage you to be the bigger person, to show up to all of your conversations, including the important ones, with openness and a desire to listen. When you treat people with grace in your approach, that is when true progress can be made. And the last tip to handling any important conversation is to have it. So often we put off things because we are scared or nervous. We don't want to hurt someone. We're scared of things changing. We don't want to step outside of our comfort zone. But real talk, until you have a conversation that's been boiling at you, that's been bugging you, that's been eating you up inside, it's just going to keep doing that. So I want you to ask yourself, is there someone that I need to have some words with? Maybe it's a toxic friend. Maybe it's an awkward situation in your office. Perhaps you're in a situationship that you just need to get out of. Again, you cannot control exactly how someone is going to react, but what you can do is approach these conversations using these simple strategies to ultimately make it easier on you and hopefully find a more desirable outcome. You owe it to yourself to have the tough conversations because you are worthy of that investment. If you're struggling to show up to have these types of talks, I'm here to hear about it. Reach out to me. It's emily@hurdle.us. Always connect with the podcast on Instagram and Twitter @hurdlepodcast. And remember, we all have hurdles in life and we are all strong enough to get over them and emerge victorious on the other side. Another hurdle conquered. Catch you guys next time.